Another episode of the Baller Alert Show. I handle bars, Octavia, OCT, whatever you want to call me. I'm with the homie.
Hey, the kid Ferrari Simmons.
And I am your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo.
That's real.
Sue Solo had a long night, y'all. She was up till 3 in the morning, and then she had the morning show at 6 a.m.
She thought it was a game.
She took a little 30-minute nap, so she's still up. Media life.
It was a big birthday for my homegirl, Reese DeVoe. We celebrated her 30th birthday. And of course, like, nobody was going to let me go to sleep, child. They didn't care what time my alarm was set for. They didn't care about me having to do the show this morning. Young Jock in the Streets want to take over. They didn't care that little nap I had to take trying to get ready for the Ball Alert Show wasn't nothing. They didn't care. And guess what? They still knocked out.
One time for them billboards.
Yeah, one time for the billboards. But you know what, though? I didn't even realize it was for her birthday. Cancer season in full effect, baby.
Yes, yes.
So I respect it.
I'm glad we're in July. I had 3 birthdays in June. I'm done. I'm over it. I'm happy.
You made it in the clear.
You made it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So did you guys actually have birthday parties, Ferrari?
No, we had, because, you know, I got one in Alabama, and then I got the 2 here. So, we had a mini one for the little mini me. We had a little barbecue, and yeah, we actually did. We did something, because for my 17-year-old, we did Juicy Crab.
Nice.
Yes. Been so long.
We did, we didn't do anything for my 12-year-old, because she's in Alabama. They went out to eat, though. Social distancing. So, Georgia's wide open. Alabama is not open like that. So it's just best for her to kind of stay put for the moment.
Happy birthday to all the past 3 birthdays. Congratulations, Rory, for getting through that. My birthday is next week, and I'm going to be, do something fun outside. So I don't know.
If you can go outside next week. Well, you know, since we mentioning, you know, the world being open and stuff, I say we go ahead and get right into, in case you missed it, because we have to talk about Ferrari's friend, August Alsina.
Damn.
Just in case you missed it.
Yeah, we got to do it. This boy is wide open. He literally broke the internet. Like, in my opinion, I felt like the internet was broken when he discussed very intimate details about his quote-unquote relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith. I think the biggest shocker was that he actually said that Will Smith, her husband, gave August the green light to mess with Jada.
I think
is in love.
I don't know if August had a sexual relationship with Jada. You don't think so? Y'all think he did?
Yeah.
I think he's just speaking on an emotional side. I don't think he's speaking on this. I'm trying to read between the lines, y'all. I'm trying to read between the lines because I think, you know.
Well, I think it was both, like, physical and mental. You got to realize Jada is a much older woman, much mature woman who has been through a lot in life. You know what I'm saying? And when she was with August Alsina, you know, mind you, this young man was a troubled young man. He been through a lot. He was going through a lot, you know, being addicted to opioids, I believe he was on.
I believe they said he was addicted to perks. And
yeah, perks.
Honestly, like, we knew that he was going through a lot. He used to put out a lot of, like, cryptic tweets and, you know, just say a whole bunch of craziness. And he was always involved
in
something.
But she met him within that time. And even when on the Red Table Talk, she says that he came to a show and he said that he needed somebody like her in his life to help him in life.
Yeah, he had a lot going on, right? I remember. I remember first meeting him. This is like, wow. This had to be maybe 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I was hosting a party in Macon, and he performed. And I never forget, he gave me his mixtape. It was hosted by DJ Drama. And we exchanged contact. And I was like, yo, you're dope. This is before, like, he got super lit. And then next thing I know it, that song I Love It got lit. And I just started seeing him around, and I always make sure I try to support him and everything he got going on. And I do remember seeing the Jada relationship, and I just was like, okay, I think that's dope. Maybe she's mentoring him. But now, you know.
Oh, she mentoring him, all right. That's what we call it these days.
The way that you guys are saying it to me, I'm over here like, what if?
Yeah, I don't know what lines you was reading between.
What if it did get physical though?
It was physical. It was physical several times. It was physical, probably really damn good, which is what had him in his feelings. Okay, like listen. Whatever Will and Jada want to do in their marriage is completely fine. If they want to have an open marriage,
does this confirm that they have like an open relationship?
This was the rock that broke the glass house, that at least put a dent in the glass house.
You know what's kind of crazy though, y'all, is people, it's so funny how we're willing to take stuff from certain people and how some people are off limits. Like Will and Jada are, to many people, off limits. They are the upper echelon. So it's like, nah, like they wouldn't do nothing like that. They listen, don't put anything past anybody. Okay. People enjoy having sex multiple different ways. This has been speculated about, you know, August and Jada for years. Not to say that speculation makes it true, but listen, where there's smoke, there's fire.
But listen,
and their Will and Jada's relationship has always been a topic of discussion as far as them having an open relationship.
I just think that people just give celebrities too much credit, man.
Facts.
This is a wide open relationship.
You know,
talk about open.
It's honestly, just like the way that he conveyed his emotions, Florida, like the way he talked about it. You could tell he was being very delicate. He was trying to be careful.
What? I could tell that he's in love. I think he's in love with her.
Yeah, 100%.
But she's never leaving her husband.
You know, there's a thought going around that. There's a weird thought going around that Shawty actually said this. He was like, you know, years ago, he believed that the family was taking advantage of August Alsina. He felt like he was like their sex slave.
Wait, who said that?
Shawty the comedian said that. Oh,
from the Streets Morning Takeover with Young Jock, Sue Solo, and Shawty. Go ahead.
Yes, he was like, man, I called this years ago. I said, something don't look right about this, man. It looks like the whole family is sleeping with this man. Like, what would make them take him in like that? Why is he so close to Jada? Like, it was like the family, this was a well-known family secret, you know what I mean? But the crazy thing is for this man to come out and talk about it. And I'm torn between the idea of, okay, whatever it is that this man is going through, he felt like he needed to get his truth out. He felt like he needed to get it off his chest. And I'm going to always respect that. But the reality is, though, some stuff don't need to be said on certain platforms. So at this point, I'm concerned about his career. I'm concerned how this could affect his comeback. You know, he just had an album come out. How do you think this is going to affect him professionally?
Child, it can't do any more damage than what it's already done.
Well, for starters, I bought his album. It's a dope project. I just think that he's kind of in the latter stage of his career. He's kind of, you know, he's made the money. He has custody of his brother's daughter and his sister. Gotta keep in mind, he's been going through a lot. His brother passed away.
That's what I'm saying.
Then his sister passed away. And he takes care of the kids. Like, they're his kids, but they're his nieces. I think it's nieces. I think they're girls. All girls. Mm-hmm. And it's just, he has a lot of responsibility that wasn't warranted initially to be his. That he had to take on. I for once have seen his emotional roller coaster and the things that he has been through. So I'm with y'all. If the relationship has went sexual, I blame Jada.
But Rory, if a man says he's given his everything, he gave his all to her.
She's a grown adult.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't see how you can not knock the sexual aspect of it. Because if he said he gave his whole self, he gave his self, his entire being to this woman.
He is
content with dying right now, knowing that he gave.
It was very eerie. It was really eerie to me. And I felt like something is on the horizon. And this man felt like he had to just get it off his chest. But, you know,
Maybe they got into an argument and he said, I'm going to say something.
I just feel like she's
never going to give him what he truly wants, and that's all of her, you know. Simply just as much as he said he gave himself to her, she can't give the same in return, because for one, she's never leaving her husband, you know. One and overall, she's never leaving her husband. And you know, like he said, after his sister passed away, he, you know, started to come to the realization that he has to move on with his life. He said he became different or more awake or something like that. But like I said, that is a much older woman being in a situation like that, and the way that his life, you know, how crazy his life has been up until him meeting Jada and then getting and pursuing a relationship with her, I feel like was dangerous from the whole start. But you know, this happens to women all the time.
Child, listen, she put that vintage rare experience,
the Thundercat,
man, and he don't know how to act. Okay, but
wait, if y'all want to laugh, just go on Jada Pinkett's Instagram. She hasn't limited her comments, and people,
child,
look,
listen,
it's a thing that's going in the comments.
Ain't saying nothing. Not Jada, not Willow, not Jaden.
Listen, y'all, it's a theme in the comments. It's called, the comment is the same comment, June, July, August, all capital letters.
Oh, wow. I wonder who started that.
Right.
That's,
and people are
funny,
commenting, teach me the game, Master Yoda. People are saying, swingers. So all this time I listed y'all's relationship goals.
No. It just opened the floor for speculation. All the stuff that people speculated in the past, you know, it's just like August is the rock, you know, that got through the glass house, and people are just trying to little peek in this little hole that he has left.
7 years.
Well, all
too,
I gotta y'all. Say is people who have something to lose, it's called an NDA. So please make sure that people sign non-disclosure agreements so they will shut the hell up.
I'm pretty
about
sure
the freaky shit that y'all do.
Listen,
okay?
I'm pretty sure that they got those, but like he said, he is content with dying right now. This man has said he will die right now knowing that he is an honest man. So it's just like he don't
seven
even
years.
Give a damn about an NDA.
He's
all
been right, dealing with her
well,
for 7 years.
That's why you
got
to be careful. That's why you got to be careful with who you open up to and who you pursue.
All I can say is they nasty. Okay. But rapper 21 Savage is actually launching a free online financial literacy education program for youth sheltered at home.
Super dope.
During the coronavirus pandemic.
Shout out to my dog, Meezy.
Now, honestly, and Rara, you can give us a little more detail about that. But 21 Savage has really, I think, evolved as a person. Let's just forget the music for a second. But as a person, I remember at one point, you know, he decided that he wasn't wearing chains anymore. He just decided that wasn't his thing. Like, what do I need to be running around with these expensive chains for? And then for him to turn around with this program, he's really showing you that you can be everything that you want to be. You can be a hip hop star. You can be loved in the communities, in the hood, or whatever it is, but you can still find a way to really give back to the next generation. And I believe that's exactly what he's doing with his new bank account at home initiative.
Yeah, I think as you age and as you, you know, he was wild when he first came out because he was literally in the streets for real. One time for the Four Life Gang, 21 Gang. Yeah, he was really out here in the streets of Atlanta. And then, you know, as you start making more money, you start becoming way more successful. You start surrounding yourselves around very successful people, a lot of corporate people, start getting some corporate money. And, you know, you can't really still be that same guy in the hood wilding. I'm pretty sure it can come out of him if, you know, if someone really bothered him that way. But no one wants smoke with 21 Savage. And I think I like what he's doing for the kids. I like what he's doing for people who identify with him. Because, you know, it's a lot of young Black African-American males from the South who identify with him, come from the same struggle, same neighborhood. And this is something super positive. You want to be as positive as you can while you have so much influence. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we have 21 Savage. He actually talked about the initiative, and we have it for you guys right here. Take a listen.
I started my bank account financial literacy program in 2018 to help the youth with money management. Now that times are hard as ever during this pandemic and so many families are affected across the country, I feel it's more important than ever to give our next generation of leaders the tools to succeed in life. I've been working for the past few months with my partners, Juma, EverFi, and Chime, to create Bank Account at Home, an online financial literacy campaign for students kindergarten through 12 and families at home.
That's really dope. Honestly, I think it is empowering to see people in hip hop come out and do these things that may not be the norm for what we expect from people in hip hop. I think the next generation is really going to change the world because people are laying down that foundation right now. So 21 Savage, good for you. Good for you showing people that you could be more than just a rapper. You know what I mean?
I agree. Salute.
All right, now speaking of more, Harvey Weinstein. Okay, welcome. Let's talk about this. Exactly. Let's talk about the 68-year-old sexual monster. Okay, the convicted sexual predator and obviously beyond disgraced Hollywood movie executive. He's having to pay for the damage that he's done. Of course, sexual assault victims may never feel that justice is truly served. But, you know, a little payout, a little payday would be nice. It would be nice to maybe help you go through your therapy or whatever it is that you need to do. It looks like they have agreed on a $19 million settlement. So all of his victims, his accusers that, you know, qualify for this, they'll get a piece of that pie.
Well, it's the least they can do.
It's the least that they can fucking do. Shit.
In my mind, I was like, wow, $19 million each. Like they're going to drain this man. But then I was like, this man is filthy rich. And honestly, he doesn't deserve to have this money on the backs of the people that he preyed on. So
yeah, and they got hella trauma because of that.
Yes, they do. Agreed. You know, it's something that just honestly, it's difficult to work through. But you know what? These women stood up to him. They stood up to being ridiculed in the media. They stood up to being called liars or, you know, gold diggers or whatever the case is. And they were proven, you know, it was proven in court that these things really happened. It really happened to them. So, of course, you don't see people retracting the negative things that they said about the women. So I hope that the money that they get will maybe offer them a little bit of peace of mind in other areas of their life. Again, whether it's allowing them to go to therapy. But Harvey Weinstein, you are disgusting. And I'm so happy that you are rotting in prison with your old nasty ass.
But that's the thing. That's what I'm saying, man. They give these celebrities way too much credit. These people are regular people. Just like you got crazy people out here. Yep. There's crazy people in the industry.
Exactly.
You know?
And so then, you know, it's just that they have a bankroll so they can fund their, you know, bullshit.
Exactly. And you know what? These people, certain people think that they ain't never going to get caught because they have so much money. But, you know,
facts.
God will expose you. What's in the dark will come to light one day.
These are bloody fox.
Look, is anybody writing this man in prison? I wonder if he's getting any letters in prison.
I hope his family disowns him.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, sometimes money will definitely keep people around. And this man, like you said, Rari, he is thank you rich. So the reality is people like him get away with shit over and over and over and over again. So I don't know if he's ever really learned his lesson. And to be honest, I don't really know if he's really in prison. Like, I'm going to be real. I don't know where this man is. I don't know what kind of prison sentence he's serving. But what I do know is he should never be allowed to walk free anywhere ever again. He should never be able to work. And there's no way in hell that this man should continue to make money. Period. They need to cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Cut that thing off while you at it too. All right, well, and with that being said, we will be right back with Baller Mail. We got a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Baller Alert Show.
And now it's time for Baller Mail.
Message.
Dear Rari, what's up, bro? My lady won't stop going through my phone. I'm sick of this motherfucker. She don't trust me, and we've been stuck living together since March from COVID-19. I can't cheat. I can't leave. I'm upset. What should a player do? We've been married for 5 years.
Well, you could try growing the fuck up. You could try that, sir.
Say it again, Sue, in front of people in the back.
But you know what, Rari? He wrote you, though, Rari. So what's your advice?
Okay, so, bro, you just contradicted yourself. You said your lady won't stop going through your phone, and then you said, I can't cheat, I can't leave, I'm upset. What should the player do? Well, first of all, bro, if you can't cheat, that means I'm assuming you've been caught cheating before. I'm assuming that you guys have infidelity issues within your relationship. So it seems like you need a divorce, big dog. seems like you guys shouldn't be living together. Seems like you guys shouldn't be together. Seems like you guys are in a toxic relationship. And who wants to live during a pandemic in a toxic relationship in a situation like that? If y'all together because of the convenience of financial stability between each other, I don't think that warrants any toxicity in my life. I'm sorry. So if I was you, I would literally seriously have a conversation with her, and y'all either gonna have to fix that so y'all can live peacefully amongst each other and work on y'all relationship, or if it seems like it's already toxic to me, I think y'all should just be apart and go y'all separate ways. Bye.
Yeah, at this point, if you guys are not considering really working it out, or if no one is considering leaving, then y'all might as well agree to just go ahead and have y'all a little bit of a Will and Jada relationship. You go do what you do, she gonna go do what she do, and you can't say nothing about it.
Well, beware of the August, okay?
She gonna find somebody and he's not gonna like it. So now what, stupid?
Listen, y'all, I think Jada took advantage of August Alsina. I'm letting y'all know.
She's a grown lady. An older woman with...
She putting that cougar vagina on that young man.
Yep. Hanging from the chandeliers.
Got that man crazy. Hanging from the chandeliers, doing some Catwoman shit.
And just think about this too, Rari. You know,
August,
you know, he a rapper. He had a hit single, whatever like that. He may have had a couple more, but I really don't know him. But
he's a singer.
It's like, I mean, a singer.
Damn.
But I'm saying, like, Jada got bank. She got a bankroll. So it's like your life changed drastically messing with a woman like her. You know, the conversations are different. The atmosphere is different. I mean, cause you got some. He probably had a little change from I Love It, but he ain't got Will money.
No, I agree with what you're saying on that. But
it ain't
my
the
thing
money,
is,
it's the sex.
Yes, man. She's taking advantage of that young man.
I mean, I think it's all the above.
Seven years, y'all. From what I've heard, it's been, you know, their relationship, whether it be sexual or non-sexual, I think y'all are basically pushing me towards, like, it was sexual. It's been for 7 years.
You think Jada finna just sit around just to talk to August?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Jada gonna have to sit herself down at her red table and have a talk to us.
If y'all wanna laugh, go on Jada's Instagram. They is killing her ass on every post.
To the man who wrote you for Baller Mail, honestly, you sound like somebody who don't need to be married.
Yeah, like, bro. You sound frustrated, bro.
Clearly frustrated. And listen,
you can't articulate yourself properly.
If ain't nobody going nowhere, go ahead and start conversing about an open marriage and let it be that. Because honestly, you don't deserve for her not to be wanting to go on your phone since you cheat all the damn time.
Yeah, you say you can't cheat. Come on, bro. And she going through your phone? Come on, man. Like, you just contradicted yourself. I could see if she keeps going through your phone for something else. That's too much going on in the household.
It's too much going on out here for you to be cheating.
Y'all
got a
quarantine. I don't know if you're getting unemployment or she working from home or both of y'all working from home. And it's just y'all on top of each other all the time. I don't know. Y'all got to figure that out. Y'all, you too grown to be talking about you can't cheat, you can't leave. Hey, bro. Just go ahead and break. Y'all just go ahead and break up, get separation or something, bro. Move out. Do something else, bro. You sound immature, my dog. I don't even know how old you are, but you sound like you in your 20s.
Lord have mercy.
I'm done.
What's up, Baller Nation? It's yours truly, Miss Quad, from Bravo's Married to Medicine and TV One's Sister Circle TV Live. And I'm rocking with Baller Alert Radio. The culture deserves it.
And she smells good! She smells good!
Baller Alert!
The dream is real.
All right, we got Ferrari Simmons coming at you with something to think about. What you got for us today, Rari?
You know, I need you guys to gather around, and open up your earlobes, open up your hearts, open up your mouth, open up your nose. Sometimes you could be out here with your nose wide open, and you got to be careful. And sometimes when I need inspiration on people who have their nose wide open, I go to Future's Instagram. I go to Future's Twitter. Tweet on 5/21/2020. You was really, really lucky. Relax. You crying over shoe money when you could have just asked for it. Relax. Okay? Quotes to live by. I get paid when I tweet. Caught me slipping. Okay, so what? quotes to live by. If you need motivation, fellas, if you need motivation, ladies, just go on Twitter and type in One Future. Free bands.
I'm sick of you.
please,
free bands.
Let us all pray.
Free bands. Never looking back. Love all who have Lord, love for mind. All. Future. Free bands.
God, help us. God,
that's my
help.
Guy. Just so y'all know, that's my guy.
That man ain't shit, boy.
Baller alert!
The dream is real.